even so, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Now, he's talking about spiritual gifts. He said, make sure that your motive for wanting to move in the gifts is to edify the church. Some people want to move in the gifts because they want a pat on the back, because they want to be puffed up in their soul. Look how spiritual I am. Look how the gifts, I got all nine of them. I'm claiming, you ain't, that ain't nothing but pride. The Bible says here, if you're going to walk and move in the gifts of the Spirit, make sure you do it with the right motive, that your sole motive is to build up the body of Christ. Not for you to garner accolades. Isn't that what it say? Seek that you what? Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. You got to have the right motive for wanting to be used by God. You can cast out devils and do good works and still go to hell. Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, they got a good confession. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. You see who Jesus is looking for? Jesus got an eye for those that are content on doing the will of the Father. That's their whole reason for being here. That's their whole motivation for living, is that they want to find out what the will of God is and they want to get busy doing it. I just want to do the will of my Father. That's the thing that motivated Jesus. But it gets better. Look at verse 13. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Ask God to give you the interpretation. What are you going to be interpreting? You're going to be interpreting the mysteries. I was praying up here a few weeks ago, and that scripture came to me. Then the Lord just checked me and said, now, wait a minute. Look at that again. Listen at what I ask you to do. And he put verse 2 and verse 14 together for me. He said, what happened when you speak to me in an unknown tongue? I said, I am speaking divine secrets. I am speaking mysteries and hidden truths. He said, what did I ask you to do in 14? I said, God, the scripture asks us to ask you to give us the interpretation of what we pray in an unknown tongue. So then I put the two together, and it hit my mind just right. I said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give me the interpretation of what I have been speaking to you about in an unknown tongue. And I'm going to tell you, the mysteries start being unfolded. Mysteries about your future. You say, what mystery? Mysteries about what you're supposed to be doing. Things that you don't understand about your life and how you're supposed to walk and how you're supposed to live. Mysteries about how to apply the scripture to your life. Mysteries about things that you should do and things you shouldn't do. Mysteries about relationships that you get involved in that you done got involved in something you ain't got no business being involved in. People do all kinds of stuff in the name of love. The Lord show you things about your life, about relationships that are in your life. And you say, well, we're supposed to walk in love. When I read my Bible, it's very clear to me, mark those that cause division and avoid them. Brother Greg, you ain't walking in love. I may not be walking in your definition, but I'm walking in the light of this. The Bible says, a fornicator, you shouldn't even eat with him. Now, he's talking about a brother that's a fornicator. He's not talking about people out in the world. We're supposed to do everything we can. We're fishing for them. You know, we're speaking the gospel to them. We're reaching out to them. But if you got a brother and all he want to do is see how many women he can sleep with in the church, and then you still want to eat dinner with him and take him out and go golfing with him and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to tell you out of order. Some of y'all ain't ready for all of this here. But if you're going to walk in the hidden mystery, see, when you get over in the Holy Ghost will reveal things to you, because you know why? We are dealing with an enemy here whose chief weapon is deception. He working 24 hours a day scheming and planning, trying to work up something that he think going to pull you off course, and that's going to deceive you and have you walking in a way that you think is God when it's really not. Some people think that they're too big for deception, though. Some people think, oh, I'm spiritual. I can't be deceived. I walk in the word. I pray in the spirit. The Bible says, him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. You can't ever get lifted up in the pride, not even about your own growth in the Lord. You got to stay humble. The Bible says, be clothed with humility. That means that you can't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. That's what the Bible says. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. You say, well, how am I supposed to think about myself? You're supposed to see yourself like the Word see you. That's what you take on. That's the attitude. That's the spirit that you conform to. You just say about yourself what the Word says about you. Forget all that other stuff other people telling you. What does the Word say? You got to watch deception. Living in the light of Christ has to do with you learning how to walk in the truth and walking in the light and staying free from Satan's deceptive schemes. Now, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you will be praying out mysteries about your life. And those mysteries are designed to keep you in the light. When you get revelation of what you're praying in the Holy Ghost, and even if the Holy Ghost speaking to you when you ain't speaking in tongues, you understand? He can talk to you without you talking in tongues. We know that. He can speak to us through the Word, amen? He can speak to us through anointed teachers, amen? Other fivefold ministry gifts. Lord can speak to us in a lot of ways, but primarily he's going to speak to you through that Word, and he's going to speak to you by the Holy Ghost. So when I start praying in other tongues, I'm going to start getting revelation and understanding about how to walk in a way that's pleasing to God. The mysteries of how to live this life and to be conformed to the image of Jesus are going to be revealed to me. Those are the mysteries that I want to know. I want to know how I can be more like Jesus. I want to know how I can accomplish the will of God. Those are the mysteries that will be revealed to you. But one thing, one area that I want to talk to you about is walking in the light. I'm going to tell you the mystery of how to walk in the light, how to walk in a way that's pleasing to God will come to you as you pray in the other tongues and as you meditate in the Word and as you become a doer of the Word. I mean, you know, sometimes people have the desire to do right and they don't know how. I mean, as people say, boy, I want to serve God. I just don't know how to get out of what I'm in. I just don't know how to get free from what I'm in. I'm going to tell you, that's a mystery as to how you get free. It's a mystery to you. It means it's something that's unknown. You can't quite see your way. I'm going to tell you, spend time with the Holy Ghost. Spend time in the Word of God. And the mystery of how to walk out of whatever's trying to hold you in captivity will be revealed to you. The truth is that if you don't learn how to live in the light, you're going to spend your life in the darkness. And darkness is bad. And I went through the Bible and I looked at scriptures that talk about darkness, and I see how much of an enemy darkness is to the kingdom of God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Let me read these scriptures to you. It said, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Listen to it again. God is light. Not God has light. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. In other words, there's not an ounce of darkness in God. Not one ounce. Not even a gram or a milligram of darkness in God. If we say we have fellowship with him and continue to walk in darkness, we are lying and we are not practicing the truth. If you say you have fellowship with God, I'm walking fellowship with God, but yet you are walking in darkness, you are lying. And the truth's not in you. 1 John 2, 8, 9, and 11 says this, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, but the true light now shineth. He that said he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Verse 11, but he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. When you walk in darkness, you will not see, I could say, you won't see at all the right way. Because he said it would blind your eyes. Didn't it? Ain't that what the scripture say? If you walk in darkness, you're going to end up spiritually blind. In other words, you'll start living your life according to man's wisdom, and you will reject the wisdom of God. And when that happens, there's a veil of deception that goes over your eyes and over your mind that begins to control your life and begins to work a plan of destruction. Notice he talks about walking in light, walking in darkness. He that hates his brother is in darkness. So you can actually be living in darkness and walketh in darkness. That means that you're conducting all of your affairs in darkness. Your manner of living, your lifestyle is a lifestyle that manifests darkness. And knoweth not whether he goeth. There's confusion right there when you don't know where you go. If I turn this light off and we blocked all the room up here, and if I spin you around just about five times, you wouldn't know north, south, east from west, would you? You wouldn't know which direction north is. And you start off saying, I'm going north. I believe I got it. I say, go south. And you turn and say, I'm going south. You ain't going south, you're going east. You get disoriented when you allow darkness to invade your life. You get disoriented. You lose your way. You get confused. You don't know what to do next. It's just like darkness just come on you. Darkness is evil. Darkness is bad. It's not God. There ain't no darkness in God at all. Let me describe to you what darkness is so we can understand this. Darkness is rebellion and disobedience. Darkness is sin and unrighteousness. Darkness is deception. Darkness is selfishness. Darkness is blindness. That means ignorance respecting divine or spiritual things combined with wickedness. That's what blindness is. Darkness is unforgiveness, strife, and hatred. Now, that's just a small list of what darkness is. So when you start walking in all of these things here, guess what? You can say, I got fellowship with God. Everybody can say, I'm in fellowship with God. I love Jesus. What about your lifestyle? What are you manifesting? Are you walking in light or are you walking in darkness? You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. So I'll cherish the old.